If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben, and this is Sia. And we were just talking offline. And the question came up, how do you evolve through change? Now, change is constant. Change is, you know, is ever flowing. I'm not even sure we're changing anymore. I think we're, as a society, we're evolving. We go from change to change to change to change because as technology becomes more ubiquitous, as our lives become faster, as things become more complex, you know, we don't go from a fact that says, okay, we're going to change this over, then we're going to stop for a while, we're going to breathe, we're going to you know, move forward with this new change, we're going to make some money, and then, you know, 5 years down the road, oh my God, we have to change again. My thought process is we're in a state of constant evolving. There is no end point. The end point is not visible on the horizon. We know what we know and we don't know what we don't know. And we have to be able to sit there and say, okay, we have so much data. We have so much information. We can see so much further into the horizon. What can we do to make ourselves more relevant given the data that we have, given the money that we have, the budget that we have, the customers that we have, whatever, and be able to sit there and remain, you know, valuable in the marketplace. And as things change again, we're constantly reevaluating. You know, that way we're not making these enormous, grandiose changes, you know, that every 3 to 5 years or 2 to 3 years or whatever it is, and sending everybody into disruption. What if we created a world and a culture where we realized that we were under a situation of constant improvement, and we looked at our businesses and our lives that way, that sometimes we're going to make mistakes, sometimes we're going to win big time, but we're always moving the needle forward in some way, shape, or form. Sia, let's gnaw on this.
Ooh-wee, my friend. You know, to everything, turn, turn, turn. There's a season, turn, turn, turn. And there's going to be a whole group of people who just heard me saying, what the hell is she talking about? Don't worry.
Google it. If you're too young to get the reference, Google it.
Google it. Or ask chat, whatever. Now
that's right. Ask chat. Yeah, you know, chat will tell you, and we'll get you the whole YouTube play.
Exactly. So I love the way you put that. Is how do we create a culture, society, environment where change is to be expected? It's the norm. I think it's a great question, and I have a 2-second answer. Ready?
Yes.
Humans be freaking lazy. So humans, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I think humans are inherently lazy. And mm-hmm. I'm going to upset many people when I say this, but look, peoples, you are lazy. I'm not saying always, but I'm saying you are predisposed as a humanoid to like your creature comforts and to settle into those creature comforts, and they mm-hmm. become habits. And why is that saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's because of habits. And this is where you're going to get people pushing you back all the time. Why do we have to do AI? The old way was better before. And then before you know it, I mean, look, because we're the generation that ushered in the internet. Okay. We helped create the damn thing, right? That other people think is so ubiquitous today. Mm-hmm. We navigated with maps and a compass. Mm-hmm. Or looking up under the sun and looking at the clock, okay? So we had fold-out maps to figure out where the hell we needed to be. When we had, when we said, hey, I'll meet you at 2 p.m. at the corner of 51st and 3rd, you go there at 2 p.m. 51st and 3rd. No texting, I'll be there. There's no texting each other. You showed up or you were lost or left behind.
Yep.
Right? But now we have technology. We have a computer literally in our palms of our hand, right? Mm-hmm. If we followed suit of why it broke it, you know, hey, we've been meeting up on 21st and 3rd and 5th and Street, whatever the street names I did there, for eons before. Why does this suddenly have to change anything? Well, guess what?
It did.
It did. So you could choose not to use it. That's your prerogative. But understand the rest of the world is using it.
Right.
So you can stick with what you think and what you want to be and like the good old days. But let's be honest, the good old days was how many years have we had crumpled up, beat up maps that were crumpled balls because you got pissed off. You couldn't get the damn folds right. It would be way too big. You'd have to stop, pull over, look on the hood of your car and be like, and argue with each other. Right? Like the good old days wasn't necessarily the good old days, peeps. You know, you want to talk about, you know, the 50s. I know there's this whole trad wives thing that's super popular. Okay, well, mm-hmm. That's fine. Understand the tools that you have is making your life a heck of a lot easier than the trad wives that you think is a, you know, traditional view is really more of a modern take on things. Because if you really think about traditional relationships in the past, everyone was working the farm together equally. Ain't no one dressed up pretty in a 50s dress, you know, having that martini ready for their spouse to come home with. That's a modern invention. So again, I think there is this like, I want to go back to a certain way. I don't want to change. You know, let's not bring back Who Moved My Cheese, but damn it, there's some truth to that stupid book. You know, sorry, author. Maybe we should talk sometime. But talking about 20 freaking years later, good job. So yeah, you're either going to fall behind or you can stay modern. Other thing I'm ranting on, I just have to rant. I have a buddy who's 65 years old.
Yes.
And you wouldn't know he's 65 because he's just got a youthful exuberance about him. He does work out, but he is getting older. He's very well aware that he can't be doing like, you know, some of the stuff that he was doing.
Yeah. Can't do backflips like he did when he was 20.
Right. Right. Exactly. But by keeping his mind active young, if you want to call, like he embraces all the stuff coming. He has no problems going, huh, won't do that dance. That's a really interesting TikTok. Oh, that's a really cool song. Like he keeps an open mind to seeing what's next. And it's helped him in his sales career because now it's kept him relevant. So well, again.
Exactly. I mean, relevant is a huge word. I mean, coming back to everything you were saying is that people, unfortunately, don't change unless there's a crisis, unless what they're doing no longer works. What they're doing is no longer effective. Whatever they're doing no longer benefits them. Then they'll go kicking and screaming. I mean, it's like the day that I gave up my BlackBerry, I cried. I truly did. I cried when I gave up my BlackBerry. I thought you were going to, you know, pry my BlackBerry from my cold, dead hand. I truly did. You know, I was an early adopter of a BlackBerry. I went, oh my God, you know, this thing is just amazing. I don't have to carry a Palm Pilot and a flip phone anymore. You know, this is incredible. I can have data and phone at the same time and be able to text and everything went, oh my God, this is incredible. And then so all of a sudden I start, yeah, but we have the internet. And we can sit there and search a URL and we can download these apps and all this kind of thing. And all of a sudden I had to change.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to change because what got me to that point wasn't going to get me to where I needed to be.
Yeah.
And it was a fight and I hated my first Android. I couldn't stand the fact that I didn't have buttons. I didn't understand why it didn't have this logical thing. There was lots of things that the BlackBerry that had that I'm sitting there going, why can't this Android have this? Or Apple, didn't really matter. But it had other things. And we evolve and we change. And you know, as our world changes, we either have an opportunity to keep with it or to be left behind. And if I still sat there and whipped out my BlackBerry today, how would people perceive me? Like, what was the perception? Never mind, you have the most recent up-to-date BlackBerry, which I'm not even sure there is, but maybe exactly. But the one that I had, if I held on to that, you know, out of stubbornness and out of spite, people would sit there going, he's not relevant. He's not, you know, he's not willing to change. He's rigid. There's all sorts of things that people will perceive about you because of that. and right or wrong, you know, right or wrong, that's how people are going to perceive you. So you need to be able to sit there and say, okay, the world is evolving. The world is changing. You know, there's new technology out there. There's different ways of thinking about, there's different ways of thinking about things. Okay. I may not agree with it. I may not, you know, I may not think that that's right, but at least I understand it. At least I can be articulate about it. And I can sit there and say, okay, I've looked at all this. I understand it to a point where I understand what you're trying to say and what you're trying to do. I don't agree with it, but we can at least have a conversation about it.
Exactly.
And I'm not just saying that's dumb. Why? Well, it's not because that's the way I, you know, I did this thing in the past and this is different from how I did it. We need to move beyond that mentality.
That, and I've never known it. I'm not good at it. So therefore I won't learn it. It's like, no,
there we go.
You've got to keep, look, we're not, no one's asking anyone to be pros, experts on anything, but just enough to be knowledgeable, you know? And I love my non-tech savvy friends, but look, guys, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Stop saying I'm not technically savvy. How about stop and go, wait, I can figure this out. This is basic. I can figure this out. Let me just slow down so you can be comfortable, and then practice and practice and practice. Because I think too many times people say it because, again, we're inherently lazy. We don't want to learn more because the time, it's not of our interest. And look, I'm guilty of it. Look, you put me and you sit me down. I have clients that do finance-based podcasts. Can I just tell you, finance was like the one topic in college I never, ever. I mean, I struggled barely past the class. I mean, hair of my chinny chin chin, barely 0.01 barely passed, because it just, my brain, I put in my head, I don't like to talk about finance. Well, guess what? Maybe I put it out in the universe and now I'm producing finance-based podcasts for my clients. Listening to them. I'm having to listen to it, right? But guess what? I'm more savvy now. Yeah. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Take the time.
It's also being explained to you in a way, hopefully, that has some relevance to you. Hopefully. I'm not saying that it is. I'm not saying it isn't. But hopefully somewhere, some way, somebody's sitting there going, okay, let's put this in language that the non-financial person can understand. And I think that we need to be able to do that for other people. We need to sit there and say, this is, well, why do I have to change? Not because you have to. It says, look, let's make this relevant to you. Let's explain to you what the benefit is of doing it. I know people in their 80s that wouldn't have carried a cell phone if you put a gun to their head. Until I sat down and explained to them, I says, look, it's not for you. It's for, do you want to speak to your grandchildren? Okay. Your grandchildren are going to speak to you when it's convenient for them, not when you're in the house waiting for their phone call. They may want to text with you. Let me explain to show you how to text and do little things like that. And just give them reason in their own minds to be able to sit there and say, okay, I can use this piece of technology so it works for me. I don't have to know every app. I don't have to have every bell and whistle under the sun. I don't care about that, but this is what I do care about. So I'm going to learn about this because it's going to enable me to do that.
Yes. And can I just give you an example? I'm sorry.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No,
I just
want to
give
you
an example of exactly that. My mom is 90 this year. Okay.
Awesome.
And let me tell you, on the iPad phone, whatever, like we put YouTube on there because that way she can watch Thai shows and stuff like that. Right.
Very cool.
But at the same time, it cracks me up because she has access to YouTube. That means she has access to all the stuff that I produce. Talk about, like, now she's found a reason to watch or go on YouTube is, oh, my daughter has shows on there. Now I can criticize everything she freaking does and how she can improve her shows. And she definitely has many, many opinions on it. Thanks, Mom. But That's not the point.
Don't we love our parents?
Oh, geez, Louise. You know what I mean? But here's what's funnier to me. Like, so our house, we have a media room and it's a projector. So yes. You have a big screen and we project it. And it, because of that, there's like 15 different remotes in the media room. Now my boyfriend like consolidated it down, but there's still some wrangling you have to do with a couple of them.
Sure.
Or a couple of the remotes. And, my mom figured out how to do all that. She's like, oh, click this, click this, click this. See ya. Because she's lazy and she has a boyfriend that just does it for her. Literally, there are days when I'll just sit there in the room. I'm like, I feel like watching TV. And then I'll just sit there and I'm like trying to figure out, can't figure out. Then I go downstairs, ask Sean to help me. And he goes, but my mom's motivated. She figured it out and she makes it happen. And that is technology that like is way beyond most people. Like, I'm just saying. So
I love it.
There. That's
so let's land this plane. I mean, I think that we live in an incredible time. And, you know, and quite honestly, the last 50 to 7,500 years have been an incredible time. And they just get to be more and more incredible. There's more innovation. There's more change. There's more diversity. And it's about not being scared of it. It's about sitting there and say, okay, I don't need to know everything. I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to have a minutiae understanding of every little thing. But I have to sit there and say, I'm not afraid of trying something. There's very little in this world in terms of technology that you can truly break unless you know what you're doing. You know, it may have to be reformatted. You may have to, you know, move back a few dials. There's things, but you're not going to truly break most technology. So if you play with it, you play with it. And worst comes to worst, you have to reset it to back to factory and start again. It's not that big a deal. So let's look at our world more as an evolution of more of being resilient, creative, and adaptive, and not being afraid to risk. Instead of sitting there going, I'm not going to touch something because something could go wrong. Mm. Any last words?
Mm-mm, I agree. Just do it, people.
All right. So I'm Ben.
And I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This, Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at imbenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeingmedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This, Business Bites.